A very good evening to you. This is Pastor Christian Kisten from Living Waters Church in Durban North, coming to you for Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. I want to speak for a few moments on blessings in the valley. Oftentimes we go through valleys and we look at the valley and we say, you know, how long am I going to be in this valley? Your valley may represent a financial burden, a broken relationship, a marriage that's on the rocks, and you are in the valley and you don't know when you are going to get out of the valley. Well, may I remind you that every valley must have a mountain top, and you will be blessed in the valley. When you are on the mountain top, it means you are blessed already. But when you are in the valley, it's your time of blessing. One of the things that you must remember is that when you are in the valley, it's time to worship the Lord. It's time to give praise and thanksgiving, because then it comes from a heart that's broken, a heart that's contrite, a spirit that's humble, where you are there down and out and you have nobody and nothing to turn to. You look up to God right in the valley, and that's where He will bless you. The Bible records in Isaiah 61 verse 3, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You need to put on praise in order to lift the heaviness. Now the story is told in 2 Chronicles chapter 20 of Jehoshaphat, a good king of Israel. Now this king tore down the altars that did not belong to God. He destroyed the idols, and he came before God as one of the better kings of Israel. Now remember that a valley is a hard pressing place. This story takes place in a place called Baraka. You know what Baraka means? Blessing. What a paradox to be blessed in a valley. Now, Jehoshaphat was given a message from the watchers, and they said, King Jehoshaphat, there are three armies that are coming up against us. We have Ammon, Moab, and the Edomites. Now, remember, the Edomites are actually the children of Esau. Remember that Esau was given Engedi. Ammon is actually from the tribe of Lot's daughter. Remember, they had an incestuous relationship where the daughters got their father drunk. And so Ammon and Moab are from Lot. And you see what happens when there's an incestuous relationship. It comes back to hurt you. And remember, Lot is Abraham's nephew. And what's happening here is that these three nations that's supposed to be supporting Israel, and God said, don't invade them, now they've come up against Israel. Whenever you hear a bad report, the first thing that happens is you fear. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith, 1 John 5:5. So when you fear, it starts to overcome your faith. Now, these three nations that were coming up against Israel are going to be outnumbering Israel. They are ready for war, because obviously they've entered into a situation where they are intent on fighting and destroying Israel. Doesn't it remind us of Gideon, where God whittled down that army of 32,000 to 300 men, and we had the Midianites and the Amalekites amassing around the tribe of Gideon and the people, and God raised Gideon and those people were destroyed. You see, God always works with a small number. God always works with almost nothing. But you and God are a mighty force. You may be in the valley right now, but with God, you are more than a conqueror. You are able to overcome. There's a wonderful song that says, the God of the mountain is the God of the valley, and the God of the valley is still the God of the mountain. And whether you are on the mountaintop or whether you're in the valley, continue to praise God. Continue to give Him all the glory. Now, what did Jehoshaphat do when he heard that there was a great multitude that was coming up against Israel in the valley of Baraka, in the valley of blessing? The Bible says, and Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. You see, what he did was to ask the Lord for help. He called all the cities of Judah, and they all came to seek the Lord. Where? In the church. This was not a tabernacle or a temple of Moses where sacrifices were made. This was the tabernacle of David, where praises went up, where glory was given to God. And so Jehoshaphat called a fast. Jehoshaphat sent a message to all the people, and he said, come, let us come together and we will fast. Listen, if one member suffers, then we all suffer in the church. And that's what we need to understand, that we are a family. The Bible says, let's come into the house of the Lord and seek the Lord for help. That's what Jehoshaphat said. Let's come into the house of God, because that's where you're going to get your blessing. There's always a victory in the house of the Lord. Come and seek the Lord in his house. When Jesus said in Matthew 18:20, I am in the midst where two or three are gathered together. In the midst of who? Not in your home, because there's just two or three or four or five people there, but in the midst of a congregation, in the midst of a corporate people. When one person is injured in the church, it's an injury to everybody. That's why the psalmist said in Psalm 122 verse 1, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. And so Jehoshaphat called a fast. He set himself to pray. He put his face to the ground and he trusted the Lord. And he called all of the people of Israel. And then he petitioned God and he said, O Lord God of our fathers, are you not the God of heaven? Don't you rule over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? He reminded God of who he is to the Israelites. And so God listened, and then they prayed. Remember, the devil will come up against your family, your children, your money, your city, your country. He'll come up against your relationship. But remember that even though in the valley, it's a place of blessing. God said to Jehoshaphat, just stand still. You know, the Bible records very clearly that we should seek the Lord. We should trust the Lord no matter what the circumstances. Trust him. When God said, I'm coming to the people from Mount Sinai, what did he tell Moses? Clean up the camp, because I'm going to walk amongst you. And sometimes we need to clean up our houses. We need to clean up our lives, because God cannot bless us in the valley if our homes are not clean. Too many of us are watching too much of Netflix, and all that's going on all around the world is right on the smartphone, right in your home. You're opening up the door and the devil comes in and has a rollicking time in your home, and you wonder what's going on. Shut those doors. No matter what your circumstance, seek the Lord. What did Jehoshaphat do? He says, for we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. You see, he was surrounded by this great army, and he said, we don't know what to do. We don't even know how to fight, but our eyes are on you. And if you are in the valley and you're going through some difficult times right now, you don't know which way to turn and what to do, keep your eyes on Jesus. No, you remember the beautiful song, turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of the earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Worship is absolutely important. The Bible records, then the Spirit of the Lord came upon one of the singers in the midst of the congregation, one of the sons of Asaph, Jahaziah. And when the Spirit of God came upon him, what happened? He said to everybody, listen, take note. You see, Jehoshaphat had called a group of singers, musicians, and they were worshiping God. And the Spirit of God came upon one. Do you know how important it is that you allow the worship team to worship and lead in genuine, sincere worship, not only in the church, even in your home? And what did he say? Hearken ye all Judah and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat. You see, the authority he had because he was worshiping. Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours but God's. You see, the battle was God's. However, they were told to go with their armor on, and yet they were not going to fight. You see, you've got to keep your armor on at all time, because the devil is out to attack you. And he goes on and he says, go down against them. Tomorrow, go ye down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff of Ziz, and ye shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeruel. In other words, God told them exactly where the enemy was. And you know what they did? The people of Engedi, Mount Seir, they fought each other and killed each other. And then we had Ammon and Moab, not understanding what was going on. In all of the confusion, they killed each other. And the record is that not one of them survived. All of them. The Bible says not a single person survived the onslaught. And what did they do after that? Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. That's what we must do, is worship the Lord. Give him all the glory. And the Bible says they went back to church. You see, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. You cannot see this army. It's an invisible army. That's why Elisha prayed, Lord, open Gehazi's eyes, and he saw the angels of God surrounding them. You must remember that there are angels that are surrounding you right now, and they are waiting on command to attack. Remember that Jesus loves you, and he is standing and waiting for your command. Jehoshaphat did nothing. Do you know that they went in and saw these dead bodies, and for 3 days they collected all the spoils. Where? In the valley of Baraka. They collected all of the treasures for 3 days, and they amassed such a great amount of wealth. You see, God blessed them in the valley. Why? Because they were worshiping God. Even though they were surrounded by these armies, Jehoshaphat pulled down the altars that did not belong to God. They prayed, they worshiped, they fasted, they set their faces to the ground and gave God the glory. What was the result of all of this? The result was victory. Where? In the house of the Lord. You must get to church. Too many people after COVID are finding excuses to be at home. Yet you would find them all over. They will be going to restaurants and malls and going to, you know, game parks, but the church is the place that they would get COVID. No, that is a lie from the devil. It's an excuse. Get back to church, because that is where you will get your blessing. Jehoshaphat took the people back to the tabernacle of David, and they worshipped and gave thanks to God for the victory. You need to get back to church. Churches all over the world have lost 1/3 of their congregation because people have become too complacent during live streaming and during COVID. It's time to get back to worshiping in the house of God. This is Pastor Christian Kisten from Living Waters Church in Durban North, coming to you for Good News Community Radio 93.6 FM. Good night, and God bless you.